Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Heather Steika's image-based lyrics are delivered by a voice possessing the versatility and purity of Eva Cassidy or Joni Mitchell, with a dash of Ella Fitzgerald-esque vibrato. Though rooted in folk, these songs are as fresh as they are memorable. Her songs carry a heartbreaking degree of truth, chronicling the human cycles of despair and redemption, and analyzing the importance of places, relationships, family, and community. Heather Steika's new release is titled Lifeboats for Atlantis, and this song is Lucy and Sarah.
Lucy had the farm next door. She lived there with her husband. I was her closest friend, although she was the quiet type. Her kids had all moved out. She spent mornings in her garden. And though her roses bloomed so rarely, Lord knows that she tried. One day I drove past Lucy's farm. She was standing in the doorway, facing the fields, but her gaze was far beyond. There was something lost from that stubborn face that looked like hope receding. Though I wanted to pull over, I kept believing she was fine. Her eyes said, pray for me, Sarah, don't know what to do. It's getting hard to wake up in the morning. No one's really noticed except for maybe you. Something's changed in a bad way in me, pray for me. This year her garden was smaller, weeds grew up around the house. I called Lucy and I asked if she was feeling well. She said she was fine as ever, but there was a message in her voice. What it was, didn't know, seemed too hard to tell. One day Lucy came over as I was fixing dinner, saying she had something she'd been meaning to give me. It was her mother's crystal vase where Lucy kept her roses. I didn't feel right about this kind of charity. Her hand said, pray for me, Sarah, trying to get through. It's oh so hard to wake up in the morning. No one's really noticed except for maybe you. Something's changed in a bad way in me. Pray for me. After she left, I called the house and her husband answered. I asked if Lucy came home yet and told him to look around. He checked the bathroom cabinet and the sleeping pills were missing. So I got in my car to see if she was somewhere on the farm. I found her in the farthest field with a bag of pills beside her. But she was sitting there unharmed, and I thanked the Lord for that. I brought her in my car. We drove together to the doctor. I held her hand the whole way there. How quietly she said, pray for me, Sarah, I don't know what to do. It's getting hard to wake up in the morning. No one's really noticed except for maybe you. Something's changed in a bad way in me. Pray for me. Seems like despair is never over. Lucy's working at it every day. But if she can see the hope in those roses once again, I'll know we're getting somewhere and the seeds of joy will grow. And as she walks that lonesome valley, I'll walk beside her as a friend. She said, pray for me, Sarah, I'm trying to get through. But it's so, so hard to wake up in the morning. Few have really noticed, and I'm grateful to you. Something's changing for the better in me. Pray for me. Something's changing for the better in me. Pray for me. Something's changing for the better in me. Pray for me. I wanna be a tightrope walker, take everything in my stride. Wanna show myself what I can do if I really try. I wanna overcome the sickness that makes us all think that we can. Wanna overcome the weakness that makes me think I can't balance without holding your hand. There's no reason to be afraid. It's not a long fall down, and falling's not so bad once you learn how. Everyone will think I'm walking with such grace and ease. If they walk behind me, they see the wobble in my knees, my shaking hands. I wanna be a tightrope walker until every step is sure. Practice till I'm walking in my dreams, and I don't believe in worry anymore. I believe in the moon, I believe in the stars. Made of the same things that we are, so balance can't be all that hard. There's no reason to be afraid. It's not a long fall down, and falling's not so bad once you learn how. Everyone will think I'm walking with such grace and ease. If they walk behind me, they see the wobble in my knees, my shaking hands. I wanna be a tightrope walker, though it's been done before. And the world has seen enough circuses and doesn't need any more. And even if the big top falls, I'll do it in my own backyard. With all my neighbors sitting on the patio, wondering a tightrope walking is hard. There's no reason to be afraid. It's not a long fall down, and falling's not so bad once you learn how. Everyone will think I'm walking with such grace and ease. If they walk behind me, they see the wobble in my knees, my shaking hands. If they walk behind me, they'd see my shaking hands. Ooh, my shaking hands.
That was Tightrope Walker from Heather Steika and her new disc, Lifeboats for Atlantis. When Heather began touring in 2010 after graduating with a degree in creative writing, she was not a newcomer to music. She'd been writing and performing for almost a decade in Chicago, playing venues including the Double Door, the Two-Way Street, Coffee House, and the Old Town School of Folk Music. When I first started playing out at 14, Chicago's music community was very supportive, she says. I had so many opportunities to check out shows, learn from the best. Since Heather's transition from student to full-time musician, her album Lifeboats for Atlantis has brought her to national attention. Heather's background as a poet is evident in her songs. Her narratives rely on snapshots of moments. She knows the most beautiful and intriguing stories to convey. With lyrics as candid and intimate as late-night conversation, these songs can be deceptively simple. Give a listen now to Wind, O Wind, from Heather Stika's album Lifeboats for Atlantis.
Wind, O Wind, won't you take me with you? I see you shaking up the trees, I feel you moving the seas. Wind, oh wind, can't I come along? Wherever you blow, I will bring my song. Last night I heard the wind cry out to the moon, follow me, follow me, and I will write you a tune. I will play it on the leaves of the poplars you kiss with your light, shimmering white. Wind, oh wind, won't you take me with you, I see you shaking up the trees, I feel you moving the seas. Wind, oh wind, can't I come along? Wherever you blow, I will bring my song. Yesterday I heard the wind whisper out to the sun, leave that old daily path and I will find you a new one, 'cause I blow where I will and I go where I please. You are tied to your rhythms, I'm tied to breeze. Wind, oh wind, won't you take me with you? I see you shaking up the trees, I feel you moving the seas. Wind, oh wind, can't I come along? Wherever you blow, I will bring my song. Wherever you blow, I will sing this song.
Baby, I forgive you, though I'll never forget. You told them everything I did. I know you believe me that it was self-defense. Running isn't any way to live. I'm doing all that I can. Looked in that man's eyes and I saw my daddy's sins that made me work the streets since I was 10. that trigger pop like a balloon to a pin. Well, no one will ever hurt me again. I'm doing all that I can. Fold my hand. I told my lawyer I don't want no more appeals. I said I did it in cold blood. Okay, I lied. Living is torture when your fate's already sealed. I've had enough. Please let the walking dead die. Baby, I still love you, but you won't see my tears. I'd help taking care of you, hell or high. I hope you find what you're looking for out there. I see you on the other side. But now, my love, goodbye.
From Danielle Muralia, that was Fold My Hand from her new album titled Box of Troubles. Taking a journey through the blend of darkness and light that life has to offer, this bare-bones folk blues recording highlights Danielle's strong finger-picking, sweet whiskey vocals, and a stomping left boot. It's an impressive disc for one that appears so young. The album has a resilient strength and does not back down, nor does it back away from anything. There is a force and strength here that shines on through all that comes along. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. While some musicians spend a lifetime avoiding responsibilities and domestic duties as if they were sunlight or sobriety, classically trained violinist, singer-songwriter, and ukulele shredder Rebecca Zapin has taken the art of settling down to new heights with her latest album, the aptly titled Nest. Rebecca's album is as delicate as a newborn, not only in sound, but in subject. Thematically, the album is about Rebecca building a nest of her own and was recorded while she was pregnant with Joel, her now 2-year-old son. The album is filled with varied instrumentation and genres where strings and horns mix with finger-picked folk and cinematic vocal harmonies. From Rebecca Zapin and her new album, Nest, this is Ledge.
Thank you. the cold wind blows the dust across my shoulders, I think about the things that made me feel like finding a warm place when it got colder. After you've been working in the field or bringing all the good folk down to Main Street for a day of browsing in the shops, the grocer and the tailor and the five and dime, and afterwards a stroll around the park. I am the road that used to take you back home in a time when no one ever was alone. Our future's in the past, we have to make the good things last so we never lose our way back home. I've taken wide-eyed kids to motion pictures when all that they could watch was black and white, and star-crossed young lovers to the drive-in in daddy's brand new car on a Saturday night. I've shown rising stars the way to find their fortune, sweethearts to the preacher to be won. I've helped them come and go, but in the end they know what they take away can never be undone. I am the road that used to take you back home in a time when no one ever was alone. Our future's in the past, we have to make the good things last so we never lose our way back home. I've packed off all your children to the schoolhouse to learn about the things that made us great, how we rose together when the time came, turn back those who tried to change our fate. I've sent sons and brothers off to serve their country because they felt inside they had to fight. One by one I'd bring them back when they were done, so we could rest in peace every night. Well, people thought I was obsolete, just a rundown two-lane street, full of potholes, ruts, filled in cracks. And even though I'm turning gray, they keep coming to this day, 'cause I've carried always stand for on my back. I am the road that used to take you back home in a time when no one ever was alone. Our future's in the past, we have to make the good things last so we never lose our way back home. Our future's in the past, we have to make the good things last. Oh, we'll never find our way back home.
We just heard The Road from Billy Mitchell and his latest album, Detour. Billy Mitchell's music is like a trip to Key West via the Twilight Zone. An unabashed boomer, his original music resonates, involves, and entertains, spanning emotionally from hilarious to heartfelt. Billy's new CD has the ideal vibe for a sing-along at your favorite coffee house listening room. Billy sings and plays out his witty observations with a personable approach that makes you feel like you're listening to him in your living room during a fun family reunion. The summer concert season is upon us, and here's a list of what's happening when. Greg Laswell performs at the State Room on June 5th. John Fogerty plays at Deer Valley on June 21st. Nico Case headlines the Utah Arts Festival on June 16th. The bluegrass band Blue Highway plays at the Salt Lake Library on June 24th. Glenn Campbell performs at the Sandy City Amphitheater on June 26th. The Avett Brothers play at the Gallivan Center on June 28th. String Cheese Incident does a show at Deer Valley on July 10th. Red Molly plays at the Gallivan Center on July 21st. Mary Chapin Carpenter performs at Kenley Amphitheater on July 26th. And Neil Diamond does a show at Rio Tinto Stadium on July 28th. At Red Butte Garden this summer, the season continues with Melissa Etheridge on June 13th, Wilco on June 25th, the B-52s on July 2nd, Brandi Carlile on July 15th, Josh Ritter on July 17th, Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers on July 19th, and much more. The Ogden Bluegrass and Acoustic Music Festival continues at Fort Buenaventura tomorrow, with Elephant Revival and the Claire Lynch Band scheduled to perform. In Logan, the duo Adler and Hearn play at Crum Brothers Bakery on June 9th, and Blue Stage perform on July 14th, also at Crum Brothers. Bill Andrews has been playing and writing songs for over 35 years, but his new CD is his first, with other musicians complementing his guitar, harmonica, and vocals. On the disc, titled Life's Roads, the opening track, which is called Marblehead Morning, was written by Bill at the tender age of 19 and is a lovely catchy number with a great energy feel about it. And here is that lovely tune, Marblehead Morning, from Bill Andrews.
See the vessels in the town. Children watch the sea, trying to find its mystery. Marblehead morning, you got a spell on me. Marblehead sunrise, you brighten up my day. Nature's call and nature's wind. The sun will soon rise again. Marblehead morning, you got a spell on me. Marblehead sunrise, you brighten up my day.
There's a girl I can't get off my mind, and that girl
see me all the time. And you know it feels so fine to know she's mine. There's a day, there'll come a day, we'll be together all the time. And that day, you know that day, that day will be one of a kind. And you know it feels so fine to know she's mine. And when I tell her that I love her, love her, my hair stands on end,
my hair stands on end.
And when I tell her that I need her,
need
you
her,
know that girl, she's my best friend.
That was There's a Girl from Bill Andrews and his new release titled Life's Roads. The songs on Life's Roads are all different, from simple to complex. Many tell a story. All the songs are well-crafted and show Bill's rich life experience in them. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk and you'll find us. My thanks, as always, to Jennifer Pemberton for maintaining the Fresh Folk webpage and podcast. Imagine Jill Scott and Otis Redding had a daughter, and Tracy Chapman was her godmother. Now imagine she spent summers teaching herself piano in Chicago and guitar in the mountains of North Carolina. That would probably sound something like the music of Chris Matthews. Having been compared to everyone from Toshi Reagan to Ruthie Foster, her music is an infusion of Americana, blues, bluegrass, folk, funk, and jazz, which, as eclectic as it sounds, is reaching people all around the world and causing them to stop and take notice. Give a listen now to Serendipity from Chris Matthews.
Wasn't long ago I walked into your life. It wasn't too much longer before I was writing songs about you. We met one night at a show I should have turned down. I don't know why, but I found that I should try and turn your mood around. Heaven knows why I was drawn to you that night. You were feeling me out, but there was something when I looked into your eyes. You said that night was the saddest you could remember. And all I know is that I felt you before I saw you standing there. Well, baby, it must be magic paving these streets, and it must be heaven shining down around me. Look at you and think back to how we came to be. And darling, it must be serendipity. A few months down the road, our paths would cross again. And I might have seen my future if I'd only looked just a little closer. When I walked off stage, you were there with one of your friends. I don't know why, but I thought that you seemed more like friends with benefits. You stayed late to tell me about the songs you liked. You should have told me just how far you'd come to see me play that night. And I wish then you would have said what was on your heart. Cause that missed chance would mean another 8 long months that we would spend apart. Baby, it must be, it must be magic paving these streets, and it must be heaven shining down around me. I look at you and think back to how we came to be, and darling, it must be, it must be serendipity. Now we weren't quite a case of love upon first sight. Somebody somewhere made sure that we finally ended up together. And I knew deep down we were more than really good friends. It took one night together to make that clear, and I'm so glad it did. Only been a year and we've had quite a ride. For the rest of my life, I won't forget the way you came to me that night. We always joke about the show I nearly turned down, how the stars lined up, time stood still, and you turned my world around. Well, baby, it must be magic paving these streets, and it must be heaven shining down around me. I look at you and think back to how we came to be, and darling, it must be serendipity. Streets, and it must be heaven shining down around me. I look at you and think back to how we came to be, and darling, it must be serendipity.
Back up in the mountains and those old Virginia hills lived a man named Jesse Sparks among the rocks and rills. Born there in the mountains and lived there all his life, in the land he loved neath the moon above, with two children and his wife. But life there in the mountains was not an easy life, and in 35 a fever took both children and his wife. So he gently dug a hole so deep, and he laid them side by side. There he vowed he'd guard that ground until the day he died. Jesse was a man, just a simple mountain man, with his roots down in that Blue Ridge clay, as deep as mountain high. When the sheriff came that day to take old Jess away, all he found was piles of ashes and the smoke from Jess's fire. Then in 1936, some men from down below presented him with papers that said you have to go. Said the nation wants to build a park and your place is in the way. All the home you've made and all those graves will have to move away. Jesse stared in disbelief and a fire came to his eyes. He said, you touch one rock or tree and I'll see that's where you die. But Jesse knew for all his brag, although they walked away, even if he died on that mountainside, they would never let him stay. Jesse was a man, just a simple mountain man, with his roots down in that Blue Ridge clay, as deep as mountain pine. When the sheriff came that day to take old Jess away, all he found was piles of ashes and the smoke from Jess's fire. So Jesse worked neath a harvest moon to build a raging fire. All night long he fed those flames with all his heart's desires. One morning morning came, not a trace was left except three empty graves and a smoldering pile of ash so vile that it took one's breath away. Now the sheriff searched that mountainside among the rocks and rails, and though no trace was ever found, some say he's up there still. And they say that when a harvest moon breaks over the ridge and higher, on autumn nights when the wind is right, she can still smell just as fine. Jesse was a man, just a simple mountain man, with his roots down in that blue rich clay as deep as mountain pine. When the sheriff came that day to take old Jess away, all he found was piles of ashes and smoke. Jess is fine, Jess is fine, Jess is fine.
From the foothills of the Blue Ridge, that was the band Cobbler Mountain Grass with their song Jesse's Fire. The band came together in April of 2007 and has gained popularity performing bluegrass music throughout central Virginia. Jumping the lines between acoustic soul and folk rock, Bev Barnett and Greg Newlin create a place where you can relax in the comfort of the groove and know you're going to leave smiling and just a little more hopeful. When listening to their music, the first thing you'll notice is the blend of their harmonies, along with rhythmic guitar that drives a compelling tension and release. Greg's guitar pushes, Bev's voice pulls, together exploring life, love, and the pursuit of something real. The connection they have with each other flows through each song and story. Bev Barnett and Greg Newland's new album is titled Love Can Change the World, and this song is Let the Walls Come Down.
This fortress can't let go. It goes easy at the start, soon you cannot find your heart.
Let the walls come down. Let the walls
will take you by surprise. Walls don't have to be that high. If you let go of all the things you thought you knew, then you can see there's only one way left for you. Let the walls come.
Change the world, and I can play a part.
We just heard the title track to Bev Barnett and Greg Newland's new release, Love Can Change the World. When Bev and Greg sing Love Can Change the World, I Can Play a Part, it's personal for them. It's a reminder that it really does start with us. For almost a year, they have been talking, planning, and beginning to implement their own plan to simplify their lives, to live a more sustainable lifestyle, to focus on the difference one person can make rather than just surviving. Bev and Greg are focusing more of their work in music because that's where their hearts are. They are taking better care of themselves and each other. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Building on a background of performing jazz, classical, and American contemporary music in the woodwind section, Bev Barnett has a gift for delivering the essence of a song. Her voice has been called angelic, but with the ability to turn down the sheets. She is, above all, a hopeful creature, a soulful communicator, and a passionate songwriter. Greg Newland's guitar encircles the song as he finds his way between the notes with fluidity and strength. His guitar and vocal arrangements are the result of a long and varied musical journey, from his rock beginnings combined with a background in musical theater and barbershop, to the country rock sound of Aspen in the late 1970s, and more recently through blues, country, and modern folk. All of these influences have shaped his unique, contemporary acoustic style, utilizing their individual influences and talents to create something fresh and powerful. Bev Barnett and Greg Newland make great music. We'll close out the show with What Makes a Man from Bev and Greg's latest disc titled Love Can Change the World. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk. This is Utah Public Radio.
You're sitting here beside me silence on this swing, same way that you used to back when you were only 10. Now your tears are slowly falling, and I know he broke your heart. My words, they don't come easy, but here's a start. Tell me what makes a man in your eyes. Headed for a life that's full of lies. Forget the money and the house upon the hill. Forget the fast cars, they won't drive away the chill. Look into his heart far as you can. That's where you'll find what makes a man. You took your childhood fantasies and packed them all away. Your life was so much simpler back when I was not so great. I could bandage up your knees and dry your tears before they'd start. But I can't stop the tick of time, and I can't fix your heart. Tell me what makes a man in your eyes. You're headed for a life that's full of lies. Forget the money and the house upon the hill. Forget the fast cars, they won't drive away the chill. Look into his heart far as you can. That's where you'll find what makes a man. When he offers you the stars, remember they're not his to sell. Listen to my words and darling, ask yourself, what makes a man in your eyes? You're headed for a life that's full of lies. Forget the money and the house upon the hill. Forget the fast cars, they won't drive away the chill. Look into his heart far as you can. That's where you'll find what makes a man. That's where you'll find what makes a man.